What would you say is the biggest pitfall for anybody wanting to export?
Well, it'll vary from country to country, but certainly the biggest pitfall that most people perceive is getting paid.
Mm.
And that can be an issue, and certainly in some countries they pay on a much longer time frame. Spain, for example, typically is 180 days payment.
Gosh,
so if you want
for a small company, that's a long time, half a year, six months.
It certainly is. And so if you want to look at Spain, for example, you have to have a strategy for that one way or another. And that can either be extending your working capital, and the banks might support that, or there is a sister organisation to UK Trade and Investment, which is called UK Export Finance, which can provide government-backed guarantees, largely via the banks, to provide you with working capital. And if companies are interested in that, if they've got a particular order that they want to progress, but they have difficulties with obtaining advance payment bonds, or if they need working capital, or if they need export credit insurance and they can't get it from the private sector for any particular reason, UK Export Finance are pleased to look at that. And even on relatively small orders, down to as little as £20,000, they are very happy to look at individual cover. And they will cover more difficult markets as well, countries like Libya and parts of the Middle East, where you might think getting cover would be difficult. UK Export Finance will provide cover from that. We do have a regional trade advisor for UK Export Finance, a lady called Jill Target Adams, and again, companies can access her via their local international trade advisor. We're very happy to make referrals to our sister organisation, and hopefully a deal can be done.
It certainly seems as if the government are certainly trying as much as they can to support businesses and small businesses with regards to export. And have you been caught up in any major frauds? Because as a small business, as we say, the one thing that I would be very concerned about is making payments and delivering goods and thinking you're going to have, if it's been 180 days, waiting for that money and possibly the company disappearing at the other end. Obviously, you've got your insurance. But other types of frauds, is that something where, if it does happen to a company, are they then on their own, or do you still do full support?
Well, you can get cover via UK Export Finance to cover political risks. We, though, are pretty adept at spotting scams.
Right.
There are a number of them. Most people are familiar with the ones coming out of Nigeria, but there are starting to be similar ones coming out of Malaysia and other countries. And we're quite adept at spotting those, and hopefully ensuring that the company does not actually fall foul of those.
Right.
I have had one client who had actually booked his flight to China on one of these, and it was an order for about £900,000, and he'd never had an order that big before. And I can assure you that the Chinese do not place orders like that willy-nilly, and it usually requires at least a year of
negotiations,
relationship building before you even get to the negotiation stage. So an order out of the blue for that sort of magnitude just doesn't happen. And he was about to get on the plane. We showed him that it was a scam, and he saved himself the plane fare, but also quite a few more £1,000 as well, which would have been extracted from him when he arrived in China.
Yeah, definitely. So if it's a small business, I have got an opportunity put towards me for export, and I'm not sure. Really, I think my first port of call should be to one of your professional advisors.
Indeed, yes. Yeah, we'd be very happy to give advice on that. And it might well be possible for us to check out the particular company, not in a due diligence sort of way, but we can check out whether the company is, you know, actually trading, what its reputation is like in the country in which it's based, so that companies in the UK can then go forward with more confidence. But guarding against non-payment is one of the key areas of exporting, and the terms of that payment are one of the things which need to be discussed up front, and that is one of the areas where your international trade advisor is well qualified to give you advice, and also the banks themselves are in a very good position to do that, and to provide possibly additional support in terms of discounting invoices so that you actually get the money sooner rather than later. So perhaps we were talking about 180 days credit. Perhaps the bank might actually provide on the basis of those invoices money so that you don't have to wait 180 days.
Yeah. I think most people sort of are aware what the factoring of invoices. Again, that's another area of scam that there can be, but hopefully with a British high street bank or one of the business banks, you should be fairly safe with.